So my name is Christy. I'm the owner director of the studio. I want to welcome you all. This is very exciting to have you all here tonight. I mean, it's just astounding just to look and see all of these shining faces and really building this community. Terry Pock is here too. She's going to be talking for just a second also. I have been a vegetarian for 16 years, and I've been a yoga practitioner for 6 years. And it was, you know, I consider myself to be a very healthy individual, living my diet of high cheese, carb, faux tofu, soy products. And then I meet this woman, and through, she's also a teacher here now at John's Landing and an amazing connective tissue practitioner. And she starts educating me on the downfalls of dairy, and through the work we've done together, being able to show me what dairy is actually doing to the body. So through her inspiration, I became vegan, which soon catapulted me into the raw food live world cuisine. And I was amazed at how quickly, after changing my diet, how my body just completely changed. I mean, suddenly I had so much more energy. I was able to get into postures in ways, my body was suddenly moving in ways that I'd only dreamed of moving into. And it was an incredible life-changing experience for me. And from that time, and when I was introduced to Victoria's work, I was eating 80 to 90% raw food. I kept that little window, 10 to 20% window, because I wanted to drink coffee and eat pastries whenever I could. And my downfall is really bread. I love it. And whenever I go for coffee, I want a pastry. And so I thought, all right, so I'm doing this. I'm changing my body. I'm feeling amazing. So I'm going to keep that little percentage there so I can like have those treats whenever I wanted to. And so then I was introduced to Victoria's work, and I read her 12 Steps to Raw Food, and it just struck a chord in me that I couldn't deny. I mean, when I read her book, it was just so, it was speaking to my body, and I realized the addiction that I had to pastries and bread and all those things, and realized, you know, that I now knew the truth that I had to go 100% raw. So before doing that, of course, I took a week and I like went to all of my favorite pastry shops through Portland and binged on all of my favorite pastries, and they really didn't taste that good, you know. And now, you know, I'm proud to say that I've gone through that transition. You know, for me, we are who we are, where we are, because of the beliefs that we have about who our body truly is. And, you know, breaking that down, I mean, the real, to me, you know, being here as a director of the yoga studio, and, you know, the true meaning to life is finding that balance between your body, mind, and soul. And quite simply, how does that work? How do you find that? It's by the thoughts you have in your head, what you eat, and how you keep your body in physical shape. Now, here's my plug. Since I am the owner of the studio, I think the best way to keep your body in shape is yoga. And if you guys want, if you're not a member of the studio, so here's my quick plug. You can do our intro package for $29. It gives you 30 days of unlimited yoga to transform your body physically. That being said, why we're all here tonight, you know, I've invited, you know, Victoria to come here to be able to speak to the body language of how to bring the nutrients into our body. And she is, in an amazing way, going to be able to speak to us on how, quite simply, how we can nourish our body. And for the soul, this is it. I mean, this community, people like Terry, the amazing work she's doing out there, we're all coming together to create an amazing community. And this is where it starts, where we're all able to feed each other's souls. So I want to thank you all so much for coming here tonight. Terry's going to say a few words, and then we get to listen to Victoria. So thank you very much for coming. Thank you all for being here this evening. It's incredible to look out to a sea of people that are listening to their body and connecting and realizing, as I guess a little bit of a background on myself, Terry Pock, a connective tissue worker, professional athlete for 17 years, and connective tissue working along during that time. So the journey through the body
and having the opportunity to observe so many bodies, myself included, and how the body always speaks about what it wants. It doesn't know how to be sick. It knows how to defend itself very well. And those are times that we find ourselves not feeling very well and maybe complaining when the body is putting up such lines of defense. And having questions asked throughout time about supplements and pains in the body and where do they come from. And it does come from the elements of nutrition and digestion, absorption, and elimination. If those three things are not present, we usually have some sort of a backup and not proper reading through the body. So my introduction into raw was through the years, was just actually about a year and a half ago. I was going to teacher training for Bikram yoga and thought I had met up with a chef that would deliver raw food during the teacher training. It's a 9-week intensive training to be a Bikram teacher. And it just, all worlds collided. It made sense. And it was a beautiful experience, and the raw experience and live cuisine in the body has just made profound effects. And the honor and the pleasure that it is to work on clients as they navigate through transitioning through raw and live food going into the body, how much more effective the body moves, the pains go away, the defense mechanisms of the body get to actually take a rest, and we get to feel alive. And Michelangelo said something, I read a quote from him, that he would not use his body as a sarcophagus to store, you know, dead things. So putting live food in absolutely, you know, makes brilliant, brilliant sense. And then my introduction into, I was a lot like Christy, holding out the last part of my raw, just getting in the coffee and things of that nature. And to open up through the intelligence and simplicity that Miss Victoria writes in 12 Steps to Raw, that we why, you know, the raw just makes sense. Live food makes sense. It makes the body feel incredible, and with spoken with such intelligence and simplicity, absolutely wonderful. And so we all collide in this world to hear more, definitely from Miss Victoria, and with great honor it is to introduce you, and thank you. And we'll let you start during your week.